Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let those good times roll. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It is 2:36, and in our studio now, Zakir Mia of Haim Watches. You know, I happen to hear an ad, it might have been Zakir on this radio station, I hope it was, about a watch show where different vendors were showing different, and then I saw your name, Haim Watches, and I Googled, and I thought, these are cool-looking watches, but what is this? I had not heard of it. So tell us the story, which began, I suppose, during the pandemic.
Well, first off, thank you for having me.
Sure.
And second, the show that was referenced is the Minutes and Hours Watch Show. So there's different watch shows that go across in the country. There's a couple that happen in Chicago a few times a year. And in other parts of the country.
I don't want to hear about those. I'm afraid I'll buy more watches.
Well, that's the whole purpose.
All right. And?
So this year at Minutes and Hours, WGN came in and they were speaking to different brands and whatnot. And just
on the TV
show.
Side. Correct,
on the TV side.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few Chicago-based brands as well, myself included. And then we just had a couple minutes to chat. So here we are, and you had reached out to me afterwards, and yeah, thank you. I'm happy to come, happy to talk watches, the story, and just to talk things, all things Chicago.
All right, so it was 2020, and you began this watch company, because that's not your background, is it?
No, not at all. My background's more in traffic, transportation, engineering, and telecom.
So we can blame you for the bad traffic in Chicago?
Not blame me for the bad traffic, but at least try to give me a high five for hoping that we can make it better.
Okay. So, I'm happy to do that and talk to you about that. What do you do with traffic?
So let me just adjust this mic. I do engineering consulting.
What does that mean?
Smart city infrastructure.
So you're responsible when they decide to move a ramp from over there to over there?
That's the actual planning of the actual layout. That's a bit different. The thing is, the roads are originally designed for a finite number of cars. And as of right now, we've way surpassed it. So now the only thing you can do is try to move things around. You can't expand the roads without having to knock down buildings or anything. So you can't make the roads bigger. It's just trying to accommodate more of what's out there on the same roads that were designed for X amount of cars.
And you're the one who said, this is not happening in time, so I'm going to make watches?
No. So that's kind of where my heart is at. So watches, I eat, breathe, sleep, dream, think about watches.
Explain that a little bit.
That is just, I've been collecting watches for ever since I could remember. I've been into watches for as long as I can remember. It's a huge passion of mine. And initially, when I started the brand,
why do you think?
One, I appreciate the mechanics. When it's something that is that small on your wrist, and to turn it over to see what mechanics are inside, or even if you have to pop the case back open, and you can see the mechanics and see how something that has been around since the 1700s or even before to now remained virtually unchanged. The whole concept of how a watch movement is designed, when you think about old pocket watches versus now wristwatches, it's essentially the same concept, the same technology. It hasn't changed. It's still it's been constant. And to have that appreciation of something that is responsible for getting you to where you need to be on time and to make sure you're on time.
Despite the traffic.
Yeah. So that's what's fascinating about it. And again, I mean, it was something that I got into from my father, just growing up in Chicago, and
How from your father? Was he a watch collector?
He had a few pieces, and I mean, the story is not the most peaches and cream or rainbows or anything. It was more of, if you remember Chicago back in the 80s, it was a very segregated city. Growing up, my father's the story was more of, you know, we're immigrants, and his whole thing was, you know, you're immigrants. When you come across people, they're going to size you up, especially as a man. I'm 4 years old, mind you. So
he's telling you this at the age of four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, you know, you're a man, so people are going to see you and size you up based on how you dress, based on your appearance, and based on the watch you have.
And you remember him telling you this, even though you were
and
four.
So I've always had something on my wrist, whether it was a little small Casio watch, whether it was one of those calculator watches, or just something I've
What's
always...
What's a calculator watch?
If you remember the old watches that had a full-functioning calculator, you would just...
Right! Yes! Those. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean, you've had that and whatnot, so I've always had something on my wrist, and as I've gotten older, I've always appreciated it. Then once you, you know... graduate college, save up a little bit of money, get into the real world, then you're like, hey, I want to get a real, a more name brand watch or something bigger. And then you just get bit by this bug and it goes and you're just on this downward spiral collecting watches. So,
can I ask how many watches you have?
You know what? At one point, I've had over 50 and it got to the point where I could not wear them all. So I've done a lot of consolidation. To where my philosophy changes. Of course, any collector, your philosophy will change as you get older, as you mature.
Sure.
And for me, it was more of, I want more substantial pieces, but pieces that have meaning outside of things that I would create. Because now I've kind of narrowed it down to, I have my own personal collection that I'm incredibly happy with, and I don't think there's anything else I wanted to add to it right now.
Do you actually wear all of these watches?
I try to.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of having something if you can't enjoy it? I eventually want to be able, part of what is appealing, they're time capsules. You can create memories with what is on your wrist, because if you go somewhere, say you went to a wedding, or if you had a moment that you needed to celebrate, or if you go anywhere and you have a watch on your wrist, when you look back in time, you're like, oh yeah, I remember I was wearing this when that happened. It just gives you that quick few seconds of teleportation, taking you back in time where you can just remember. So I feel that what I would have personally, I can create enough memories with those that I can pass those on to my daughters.
Transportation engineer transition to, oh, I'm going to make a watch or watches.
I initially wanted to make a watch, and that was it. So when I started the brand, I was not trying to start a brand. I just wanted to make a watch for myself.
And from scratch?
Yeah, kind of from scratch, and just source out suppliers and manufacturers who can fabricate things that I would design. And once I got it done, put it together, I started to share it with friends and the watch community here in Chicago. There's an actual complete community. If you're familiar with collector groups such as Red Bar and whatnot, there's...
I don't know that. What is it called?
So Red Bar, that's one of the big collector groups. It started in Manhattan, and it kind of spread throughout the country. So each major city kind of has their own chapter. So here there's Red Bar Chicago, and every month there's usually get-togethers where all the guys get together and such. So at different events, and you make friends out of those events. So a lot of newer friends that I have now are from the watch community. And also because we share the same common passion. So it's always fun where you can just geek out about it and talk about it.
So what do you talk about when you get together with all these watch people? And if there are 20 of you that are supposed to be there, but the one guy who's late, do you all make fun of him because he didn't look at his watch?
You know, we blame it on the traffic. We go back to the traffic. You know, hey, we'll chalk it up to bad traffic.
And what do you guys talk about?
We talk about watches, what's coming out, what is out there, what aspirations we have as far as adding new pieces, or if there's anything you want to acquire, and so on. And we really encourage each other to make very bad financial decisions.
So. Well, I want to talk about one of those bad financial decisions. I hope not, actually. I hope it was a good financial decision.
I say it completely jokingly.
Okay,
but of course, people that are not into watches, when you think about high horology... And
what did you just say?
High horology. It's an aspect of watchmaking
something?
Where it's very high end. And
what's horology?
Horology is that's the study of watches.
All right, we're all learning a lot here. We're going to learn more.
Studying
of time. We're going to learn more.
Okay.
And we're going to hear about Haim watches and hopefully how you're making money rather than losing money. And what's hot now in the watch world? We'll find out when we come back on WGN. In the history of WGN radio, I am not sure there's ever been. We've had presidents sitting literally right where you're sitting. certainly U.S. senators sitting, celebrities, you name the celebrity. They've been, I don't believe we've ever had a horologist on before. In fact, I hope I don't get into trouble for saying that word, but that means watchmaker.
Anybody who is into the art of watches, art of timekeeping, they can call themselves the horologist.
And you are one of those, I guess, Zakir Mia. And the company, or the watches we're talking about, Haim Watch Company, based in Chicago.
Based in Chicago.
Yeah, that is so cool.
So initially, after making initial prototypes, I started to share it with friends, family, the watch community here, and the question would always become, how do I get one? And that's where I decided to take a stab at it and actually turn it into a brand. And when I started to name the brand, I figured, you know what? I wanted it to be a namesake brand. I just wasn't too happy with how my name sounded when you sounded out on a watch dial in particular.
Okay.
My wife in all her wisdom was just like, yeah, spell it backwards. So here we are.
After she and Harry Carey, just spell it backwards.
Touche.
Yeah.
Now, after coming up with the marketing material and everything, then some people were making jokes about three sisters in a rock band. And I don't listen to that genre of music, so I wasn't familiar.
There's a group
with the same name, or are they? I think they call themselves Haim, but it's three sisters, and they make a different genre of music that I don't listen to. So I wasn't sure, but I'm like, okay, it is what it is at this point. It still has meaning to me, but also the word itself, Haim or Haim, however you'd pronounce it, has the same meaning in different languages. Urdu, Arabic, and Hebrew.
What does it mean?
It means life.
Ah, perfect.
So the way, but the pronunciation is slightly different.
Did you know that when you
I found this
it?
Out after? Well, you know the same.
Nice.
You learn something new every day. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. But that's perfect for a watch, right? Now, you design your own watches?
I do.
Now, do you look at do you talk to your fellow horologist at your super secret meetings you talked about and then come up with the design on what's trendy, or do you just think, you know, I like this, I'm going to do it?
So my first couple of models that I came out with, I was trying to satisfy everybody, trying to come up with something that could be something for everybody. But then I've also noticed that, hey, I'm not wearing it as much as I should. So out of watches that I collect and watches that I make, I try to rotate it where it's 80% my pieces and the other 20% I'm rotating through what I already have.
Uh-huh.
But when my first couple of releases, it was more of just stuff that I was trying to do to satisfy everybody, but not necessarily myself. So I'm like, well, I'm not necessarily wearing it as much as I should. So I decided to change that ideology and just start designing things that I want to wear. Irregardless of what's out there, what is trendy or not, just things that I want to wear, the taste that I have in watches. And when I started to shift in that direction, things started to, the dominoes all knocked down, the chips started to stack up, and everything made sense.
Now, how do you get I love watches, but I know that some have Swiss product in them, some have products from other countries that make it possible. Do you literally sit in your basement to put together the watch? I mean, how do you do this?
So there's stuff that I can do myself that I've been self-taught. However, when it comes to some of the major components and getting those put together, there are people that are way better than me that I entrust that to. So I do have some watchmakers that I contract in regard to warranty work or anything else.
Yeah.
So we make sure that is taken care of. So anybody who would buy something, they're not left out to dry.
Now, when you are walking down the street, or better yet, when you're at, say, the grocery store, and you are very proudly displaying your watch, and you give the person at the grocery store, if you give cash, $6 or whatever. You're not buying a lot of groceries for $6 these days, but let's say you do that. And she notices your watch, you see she notices the watch, but she's 18. Are there people you've met that barely know what a watch is?
You know, there's, out of all of my models, there's...
Or if they do, I'm sorry to interrupt, but or if they do, the only thing they know is an Apple Watch or one of those. Go ahead.
Right. Or you'll know more of the common known brands such as Rolex or Omega and so on. But I have this model here called the Viajero. It's an actual world timer that allows you to track 24 time zones together. This has been my most popular model to date. but it's also the one that gets the most compliments from random people.
I like that.
So just explain
what this does. So for people that travel,
if you're a fan of geography, if you're just a fan of naming of cities in general, or if you've been to multiple cities and you just want to see what time it is, at a quick glance, you can see, hey, it's this time in Chicago. And now if I go down and I can see the time in London without having, with just some quick, simple math, I can find out what the time is.
I can see that being, I travel a fair amount of time, so I could see that being handy. If I am traveling from Chicago to, say, London,
right,
I'll know all the way through the trip what time it is going to be and where we are.
That's correct. So there's a type of watch movement or a type of category called GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. Now, with a GMT, you could typically take two time zones, your home and your away zone, and that's what you're able to track. But with a world timer, you can actually see 24 major time zones lined up.
Wow.
You see the bezel here, it has the name of all the cities. So all you have to do is, once you set your time, the only thing you have to do is follow the time. If you see the number scale over here, you just have to follow the time and it with each corresponding city, and that's it.
And it's got a leather band, and it's...
Yeah, it has a leather French Epsom leather strap that I had sourced out the leather for it as well.
So how much would a watch like this be?
So this one on the leather strap is $799.99.
And you don't mean $7.
$799.99.
Yeah.
So however, for world timers, it's also one of the only world timers out there that are under $1,000. So this category of watch, it's hard to find at that price point.
I've never even seen a watch like that at any price point. So this is new to me. I didn't even know that they exist. If you can create your dream watch, what would it be?
As of right now, if I had to create a dream watch of mine, it would be a perpetual calendar.
What does that mean?
A perpetual calendar would mean once you have it set, you do not have to change the time for over 100 years. You don't have to worry about if the days go from 30 to 31. It'll automatically make the adjustments. It'll even account for leap years.
Don't some watches, like the one in my phone, don't they currently do that?
Oh, yeah, but that's digital. This is purely mechanical.
Yeah.
So there's still something very romantic of it being mechanics that's been thought of years, decades, centuries ago and still being relevant now.
Do you make watches for men and women?
That's a very subjective question. So, because when you think about what's generally designated as a woman's watch, it's typically just a very smaller version with a quartz movement and add some diamonds or CZ on it.
Yeah.
So I feel watches are subjective. Fans of the brand are both men and women, and everybody, they have preferences in sizes. Some men prefer small sizes, some women prefer larger sizes. So I feel it's a very subjective question.
Where can people find you and more information about the Haim Watch Company?
So the brand right now is still direct to consumer as it scales up. One of my goals ultimately is to open up a showroom in Chicago.
Wow.
So that's a goal. It needs to make sense financially and such. But as of right now, everything is on .com and the website is www.haimwatchco.com. That's haimwatchco.com. That's the same handle for Instagram and such as @haimwatchco.
And you have a newsletter that people can sign
up. I do. So once you go on the website, you can subscribe to it. Typically, if there's any updates as far as any in-person events that are going on and such, that's on there as well. And just other pertinent information. I try not to spam. That's the one thing. I try not to send out too many letters. I just don't want it to become overbearing.
I understand. Zakir, Mia, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to be the first watch guy on your show. So
horologist. Did I say that right?
You did.
Thank you. I admire the fact that you had a vision, you had a dream, and you said, you know what? I'm going to do this. And you did. And a lot of people don't, you know? So congratulations.
Thank you. And just a quick note to add, I'm not the only brand here in Chicago. There's several other great brands based in Chicago as well. Oak and Oscar, Astor and Banks, Far and Swit, and Illinois in general has a very storied history with watchmaking. If you think about the 1800s with Elgin Watch Company, Illinois Watch Company, and so on. So there's been a lot of watchmaking activity going on in the state.
You know what? It's time for news, and then time for Karen Conti. She's talking about trademarks, patents, and copyrights. That sounds fun! I'm timing this wrong. figures. I'm talking to the watch guy. I'm looking at the clock, and I've got this all wrong. I still have 60 seconds here. So that's a good thing because I get to tell you what we will have on in 2 weeks. Remember Gilligan's Island? We are going to have the widow of Bob Denver. She's written a couple of books, and she has a new one out. And this new one is called Island to Icon, The Many Lives of Bob Denver. And she is just a delightful, delightful lady. So that's in 2 weeks. And as I said, and I'll say again, Karen Conti will be here next to talk about the exciting, exciting topic of trademark, patents, and copyrights. Now that sounds sexy. It's always time for that on WGN as we go into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 3 o'clock.